Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Baby, walk, 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 walk. Oh,
welcome to the Love Zone USA. It's yours truly, Mike T. On this Thursday, as we do it live every Thursday, well, almost every Thursday. Sometimes we have rebroadcasts. But tonight we are live, and today's sponsor, I'm proud to say, is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio and information. And you can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Just get a free sign up for a 30-day free trial at our link, and that's the Love Zone USA. Actually, that's the audibletrial.com / the Love Zone USA. audibletrial.com/the Love Zone USA. Guess I'm a little ahead of myself because I wanted to mention our website. We are almost there for our grand opening. You can go there. And tonight, we have made it convenient for you that normally, you know, you have to go through all these hoops. No, not any longer. All you have to do is go to our website, and you'll see at the top of the page two links. And one of them says, listen live and listen on demand. And you can click on the listen live. That'll take you to our show tonight. And just look for the show that features Arlene Vasquez, our matchmaking show. That's what it's about tonight. We're going to talk about matchmaking. She's a professional matchmaker and coach, dating coach. And that's all you have to look for. Probably see the red light there and let you know it's live. But that's the listen live button. And if by any chance you have to leave out and won't be able to make it tonight to listen live, well, the next button on our website is called Listen on Demand. Click there, and tomorrow or a little later on right after the show, you'll be able to listen to this broadcast and on iTunes. Download it to your phone or your podcast or to your smartphone, your tablet. Whatever you like. So we made it very convenient for you. And you can just breeze through our website. It's not totally finished yet. We have the store page to get done, but we wanted you to check our progress. You can go there, check out the hosts. You'll be seeing their bios up in a couple of weeks. You'll see who we are, which you'll also see on the front page. And you'll also see our promo for Joe, who's going to be on our show September 4th, about 3 weeks from now. He's going to be live. We're going to do a two-hour broadcast playing a lot of his classic soul music as well as his brand-new album, Bridges. And we're going to be giving away that album. We're going to give away five albums that night live on the air. But in the meantime, we're going to tell you about our contest of how you can win it through social media. But before I get into that, we'll tell you about that a little later on. Right now, I want to make sure that you know tonight's show is the Love Zone USA, where we are spreading love around the world. That's our mission. And we're here to educate, elevate, and entertain. And this is the place where you can listen to your heart and you live and learn. You live and learn through the guests we bring on. Sometimes you live and learn through the music. And every now and then I might come up with something, you know, insightful that you might learn from. So, well, I think I've done some house cleaning, but tonight's show, matchmaking. Why should you use a matchmaker versus going out dating yourself or possibly using one of those dating sites? We're going to talk about all of that, and we're going to ask them why they're more qualified to choose your mate than you are, and that's all going to be coming up with our guest. She should be here in around 8:30 or so. Her name is Arlene Vasquez. She is has her own matchmaking service, which we'll talk about, and we're going to get deep into this subject because a lot of people are turning to matchmakers now and then. Why should you? Well, we'll find that out a little bit later on when our guest arrives. Right now we're going to get into some music, which I always like to kick it off and with my producer, Tony Diamond, who's on the MP3s. We got one for you right now. It's by Lettucey. It's entitled I Blame You, here inside the Love Zone USA.com.
I'm just not the same. They Hey, this is Big Daddy Kane, and trust me, when it comes to love, there's no half-stepping on the Love Zone, USA.com.
For you, we got music that you can listen to live, and you're going to get a chance to talk to Joe. It's Speaking of talking to someone, you'll be able to talk to our guest tonight as well. We're going to be talking about matchmaking. Her name is Aline Vasquez. She's a CEO of AV Connections, and that is in New Jersey. She's going to be here talking about why matchmakers can do the job better than you, and we're going to let you ask some questions a little later on. We're going to also ask her some questions about matchmaking, because there's a lot of them. You know, people turning to that service nowadays, besides you know, just dating profiles online. We're going to find out why that is a better way to find your mate than dating online. Yeah, and before that interview is over, I'm sure you're going to be asking yourself, those of you who are single out there, what you're going to do for me. Well, I'm going to give you some Shaka Khan right now on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Thank you.
That was Brian Culberson, and along with Vivian Green, still here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com. We're going to be still here, but we're going to pause a minute for a promo, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hey, this is Liza from K4K by Liza.com. When I need to take a break from making my goodies, I like to sit back and tune in to listen to my man, Tony Diamond, playing the top 7 songs of the last 7 days, as well as the best in hip-hop, R&B, and reggae.
And Tony's going to be here tomorrow night, 8 to 9 p.m. Make sure you check him out, 8 to 9, top 7 songs of the last 7 days here inside the Love Zone USA. We call it the countdown. Be sure to check him out. As we're going to kick it with more music in just a little bit, I want to remind you that this show tonight, we're going to be talking about the art of matchmaking with our guests who will be stopping by. Her name is Arlene Vasquez, and she's going to give you some insight about that and tell you how you can use a matchmaking service to better your chances of finding that loved one, that mate, that soulmate. And we're going to question her about why matchmakers would be better at doing that than you. That's going to be real interesting. I really want to know about that myself. Yeah. So you stick around. We're going to give out the phone number in a little while. And don't forget, we've got our Joe contest. All you have to do, he's going to be here September 4th, Thursday, September 4th, right after Labor Day. Well, we're going to have the contest. We're kicking it off now, tonight. You can fill out the form and be randomly chosen to win his brand new album, Bridges. Yeah, all you have to do is fill out the form on our contest page, and that's the lovezoneusa.com/contest. Take that in, and you should be taken to our contest page. Right now, it's time for me to get into some more music before we get into this topic. It is Calvin Richardson. He says, "We're going to love tonight here inside the Love Zone USA.com.
I've been waiting for some time with you alone. Girl, I hope you're ready. Here I come. We won't stop making love until you're done. We can do it all night and go until the morning sun. Ooh, the spiritual place your body needs to go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna get rough bang down the door. Let's take the pressure off each other. Break the rules with me, girl, whatever. I'll start at your head, work down to your toes. Everything in between, let the music flow. Let's take it to the bed. It's so incredible. Tell me, babe,
little bit of Marvin Gaye and some Sexual Healing right here inside the Love Zone USA. And, you know, a lot of people, when they're looking for sexual healing, they go to these dating websites, you know, versus getting together with something a little more professional than just doing a dating website. Well, we're going to talk about that right now. I think our guest is here. We're going to bring in our guest. She's a dating coach, and she has her own company. She's a matchmaking expert and a dating coach. Her name is Arlene Vasquez, and she's from AV Connections. And we're going to get her on the line right now. Arlene, are you here inside the zone?
Hi, Mike. I'm here and so
good.
Excited to be
Well, I'm glad to have you. I've got a lot of questions for you. Many of them I've gathered off my Facebook and some a few of my own. So why don't you tell our audience, I know you've been affiliated and trained and certified by the Matchmaker Institute in New York. Why don't you tell our audience what the Matchmaker Institute in New York is all about?
Sure. So I am a certified matchmaker, and I went through my training at the Matchmaking Institute, and I'm actually the director of education there now. And our, you know, the Institute basically teaches people everything, all aspects of matchmaking, and as well as some of the coaching that's a little bit more extensive. But, you know, primarily after we get our training and we put it into practice, the main thing about the certification is that we have a code of ethics that we uphold. And in order to maintain that certification, that's critical, because if anybody calls to complain and things are not resolved appropriately, then you lose the certification. So I know there's a lot of matchmakers out there. I know there's a lot of people who just hang up a shingle and really don't know what they're doing in some cases, and maybe some do unethical things. That certainly is not the case for anybody who's certified. And, you know, I founded AV Connections, New Jersey's premier matchmaking service, and we do work with a lot of people in New York and other areas. It's actually a nationwide business, but most of the focus is really in New Jersey, New York, some areas in Connecticut, Pennsylvania. But, you know, we basically feel that there's a great need for our service because despite the fact that there are a lot of dating sites out there, people are still finding it very difficult to connect and find the right person, and there's a lot of different reasons for that.
Well, I'm going to go into high gear right about now. So you talked about dating sites and other matchmaking services. So I guess from an audience standpoint, why a matchmaker? Why should you know, people engage a matchmaker?
Okay, well, you know, it's funny. I'm going to reverse that for 1 second. What I can tell you is why not a matchmaker. If you're a casual dater or a serial dater, don't use a matchmaker, because we're very serious about what we do, and our goal is to make connections and get people to their relationship goal. If somebody doesn't really have a desire for that, a matchmaker is not ideal. If people have very unrealistic expectations, you know, it's not ideal. And also, if you can't afford a matchmaker, it is, you know, relatively, you know, high-end. There's some affordable. There are ranges of matchmakers, but it's not, you know, it is an investment in your relationship goal. But what we do that's very important is that we have a vetting process to weed out a lot of different candidates for various reasons. And then we only bring those candidates that fit the criteria of what the person is looking for. And that includes not just, you know, core values, obviously, you know, different things, religion, whatever the case may be. We make sure that, the person and the candidate that we bring to you fits the criteria for those reasons, as well as the physical criteria, because we're very non-judgmental. So we don't, you know, we don't judge whatever your taste is, it is what it is, and we help people to achieve that, I think, a lot more efficiently and effectively than going online. I'm not knocking online. That works for many people. It's certainly affordable, and it's a great tool if you use it correctly, and also if you you know, spend the time, you know, finding the right people. But if you don't have the time and you really need somebody, you want to have someone in your life, a matchmaker is a great way to go to effectively achieve that.
So you mentioned screening. There's been, I guess, a lot of experience with people on dating sites that everybody puts their best foot forward, you know, job interviews, whatever. And I've said it many times that dating is like a job interview. I know a lot of women don't want to hear that, but I revert to that on this show many, many times. I've said it many times before, and I'll say it again. But when people put their best foot forward, then there comes possibly sometimes the representative. And women and men both bring out the representative for the 3 to 6 months that you may be going on a date with this person that it's not really them. They're putting their best foot forward. So how would a matchmaker avoid these people going out with what we call the representatives that naturally show up on dating sites and in other places in our lives, you know, that you may be dating?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it gets back to the whole vetting process. We spend an extensive amount of time interviewing our candidates as well as our clients. So obviously we spend a lot of time with the clients to get to know them and what they like and their quirks. I mean, it's very candid, very open, non-judgmental. And then we also spend equal time with the candidates to make sure that the personalities match. And then, you know, we have the art of matchmaking, which is an intuition and an insight from, you know, being in the field and really having a knack for it. You know, we make sure that we do background checks and we're bringing the caliber of person that you're looking for, because a lot of times when you meet someone online and, you know, you get involved, you then forget all, you start to rationalize why you're with this person even though they're not right for you. But what we do is make sure that they are right for you so that when you meet, if the chemistry is there, then you have a better opportunity of actually having a great relationship. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I think the vetting process is key to what we do. It's not just going online and filling out a form and filling out a bunch of fields. We actually sit there with someone and ask a question and then a secondary question to that, which leads to another thing, and we talk about everything, people's lives, their relationship with their parents, relationships with their siblings, children, you know, their tastes on food, you name it, hobbies. The most incredible things come out of those conversations, and a lot of people leave our consultations with a better understanding of what they really want, because that's half the battle. People sometimes don't really know what they want.
Okay. Well, Arlene, I'm going to let you hold for a minute. We're not going to take any calls just yet. We're going to take some calls a little later on. But when we come back, I'm going to talk to our guests about Match.com and eHarmony. They've employed, matchmaking services, and they partnered up with them. We're going to talk to Arlene about that. We're going to talk to Arlene about the questionnaire and, you know, filling out the questionnaire and the different aspects of what these things mean, you know, your political views, religious, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to get into all of that with our guest and give you, the audience, a good pinpoint view of why you should use a matchmaking service. But for you guys out there, I can tell you right now, you need to do this, whether you use a matchmaking service or Match.com. Always put your woman first. Here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com, here's Jaheim.
My trust, and if it came in a sack, no stems, no seeds in a bag, and if it ripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like losing, but oh yeah, I forgot to be in love. lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star weekend game, girl,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for the Joe Mississippi Jesus show, girl, you know that
I couldn't remember.
But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
Be your lover.
I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up older and the fights keep getting worse,
oh, bro.
Finding numbers in her purse. Can I put that one left her?
Yeah.
And you notice she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh, no.
And she starts playing little games. Come in and lick my mind.
Up on my shirt, still out there chasing skirts,
I couldn't remember.
And if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing out my head like this,
I couldn't remember.
If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my P.O., girl, you know
I couldn't remember.
But feeling me, babe, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your love?
Now I realize
that you need love too. Spend my life making up to you.
Oh,
I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up old
shit,
and the fights keep getting worse.
It wasn't really nothing.
Anyway,
kept to myself, always running.
So
all that I said.
So many words.
I need you to stay.
Always came first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
Yes, I know that.
You know I had to learn a lesson.
Take some time.
Put in some work.
Get for better or worse.
Always put that on the
start. Bring it up.
Hi, this is Mesa. When I want to be loved good, I spend my evenings with Mike T on the LoveZoneUSA.com. He knows how to love you right.
I'm in need of your touch.
Yeah.
Spread your sunshine when life storms too much.
You're my flower.
You bring beautiful colors. You give me life.
You give me life.
With your light, I'm free. I just wanna be.
Garden you created.
Love and affection.
Oh.
Your love is perfection.
Yeah.
Let me be your, help you grow, help you blossom. When you make me shine, you can be my flower. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me be your flower.
You can be mine.
And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. Just dial up our URL, which is audibletrial.com, the Love Zone USA. You can get one free audiobook, month trial of this service. And speaking of a trial, well, I was looking online, you know, just to tell you about the kind of books you can get. Well, we got one called Cracking the Love Code, 6 Proven Principles to Find and Keep Real Love with the Right Person. Similar to what you're going to find out tonight on this show. We're going to come back, talk to our guests about how you crack those love codes in just a minute, right after this.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows. Singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
And we're going to come back to our guest, and I want to speak to her about some of the things that I was questioned about on Facebook. Well, we want to get right into this with our guest. Her name is Arlene Vasquez, a matchmaker and a dating coach. And, you know, the question I have for you right now, Arlene, what are the key qualities you guys look for that makes a good match? And when you answer that question, I'd also like for you to consider what's in the news prominently right now. Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey he has confirmed today that they're in separation and possibly going to divorce. That is not rumored like Beyonce and Jay-Z. So when you talk about qualities for a good match, what give you guys, matchmakers, the insight to know what a good match is and that it may last? Because I would think that's why people come to you.
I think it's important to have very similar core values and to have similar goals. Sometimes it helps to have, a similar background. I think that, you know, the core of who you are doesn't really change much, whether or not your circumstances or your financial situations might change. The core of who you are, where you came from and all of that, is pretty set at some point in your life, and it's important for people to have that in common. And then there are other values, you know, including religion and things like that come into play. So, you know, it's difficult when you hear about these people that are out there, like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, everybody's been rooting for them. They had a kid and everything. They've been together for so long and have been so private about their relationship. And it's so sad to see things like that happen, because I was very excited. I'm sure a lot of people have been. But, you know, maybe they have a very different background. And, you know, that will come into play. And when you add kids to the mix, it doesn't help the situation necessarily. It actually adds more stress. So it's good to have a very good, solid relationship with someone before those kids come along, because, you know, they're wonderful, but it's an added, you know, situation that could really kind of get in the way too. So I don't know. I feel bad to see that. And again, with Mariah and Nick Cannon, you know, they have two little kids. It's a shame to see that, you know, situation breaking up. But we really do look for core values first and foremost. I mean, I know physical attributes are very important to people, and that weighs in. But the core values are even more so, because as much as you think somebody's attractive, if you don't have things in common, and that doesn't mean having the same hobbies. It's just kind of a similar mindset. It's going to be difficult.
So that brings me to the questionnaire, which I looked at today online, and I saw questions, you know, what's your sign, children, religion, politics, annual income, relocate, do you have animals? Let's take two of them that are really, you know, pretty interesting to have on a questionnaire. Politics and religion, and we did a show on both of them once. How important are they when you're talking to two different people and trying to make them a match? You can deal with one at a time, but politics and religion, how important are they, and what is your experience on those dating services or that don't consider those two questions?
Well, I mean, I think politics is important depending on the individual. There are people who are absolutely clueless about politics and really don't care and not at all into, you know, and they may have some ways that they lean, but, you know, if you ask them who, you know, who their senator is or something like that, they have no clue. So it depends. If people are very, you know, if you're a staunch Republican and somebody's a bleeding heart liberal or whatever names you want to call out there, it's very difficult to get past that, because it's just another reason to argue about something. And, you know, debates are good up to a point, and then it starts to wear on you. In terms of religion, same thing. I mean, there are people who are very religious and some people who really don't care about that. If you are someone who goes to church every Sunday, you may be okay going at first when you're dating someone, but eventually you're going to want to have your spouse there with you. And, you know, more importantly, when you have children, a lot of times people say they're not religious, but if you're a Jewish mother, all of a sudden, you know, religion comes into play. You may be spiritual, but when you have those kids, you need to make a decision. A lot of people want to give a foundation to their children. And, you know, you have to really consider that and not just, you know, go into something and not think about these things, and then all of a sudden they pop up and it's a reason to end a relationship. So it depends, but they are important.
And I noticed there was a question about mental health, which brought me to the concept of, okay, here comes a representative or conviction. And the representative says, I'm going to fill this out, but I'm not going to tell the truth. So How do you go about vetting that when you're matching two people together and digging into that particular area of someone's life?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, these questionnaires, you have to accept what people say to a point, but then you, as you talk to them, some things kind of are revealed. The criminal record is easy because we do run background checks and we make sure that people are not on a sex offender list and things like that. The mental health thing, I mean, you know, this is a subject that is actually very timely with what we saw with Robin Williams. Mental health is like having cancer, you know. People have these issues. That doesn't make them a bad person. But, you know, where they might come into play is sometimes people are on, if you have a person who's on certain medication where it affects their libido, or if somebody's bipolar, and, you know, it's information that is good to know, because some people who may be bipolar may get off their medication. It's a difficult situation. It's difficult for parenting. But, you know, again, we have these questions in a questionnaire, and if people want to volunteer the information, or if the information reveals itself in our consultations, we do take that into account. Now, if we have a client who comes through and he has a criminal record or she has a criminal record, that doesn't mean that we're necessarily not going to work with them. It could be something that happened when they were younger, but they have to sign off on us disclosing that to any potential matches. I mean, that's all I can say about those types of things. There's certain things that we just have to trust and, you know, be able to count on people telling us the truth, and there's some things that we do verify, that we're able to verify.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to come back and get into the deeper part of this, and we're going to open up the phone lines as well. We're going to talk about sex, how you guys matchmate the sexual, desires of people, because that's a big one in relationships, and we're going to talk about marriage, because I think that's very important in a lot of these matchmaking ideals, from what I've read, that most people come to matchmakers because they're not just coming for a casual relationship, they're coming for marriage. So, you know, I guess we're going to dig into success and track record. We're going to come back to that with our guest, Arlene Vasquez, and if you're hanging in there with us, we're going to give out the phone line number. That number is 347-539-5729. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about the success record of choosing a matchmaker. We're going to go into all of that with our guest, Arlene Vasquez of AV Connections. Right now, I'm going to talk about some love and happiness with Al Green right after this.
The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. Here, Love Zone, the Temptation. Jaheim.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you get me up to? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
Smokey Robinson. O'Neill. Kirk Franklin. Ray Goodman and Brown.
love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
It's Thursday after 8. So you know you're tuned in to Mike T here on the LoveZoneUSA.com. It's where he educates, elevates, and entertains. So check him out each and every Thursday here on the LoveZoneUSA.com between 8 and 10. Mike T, Love Zone.
Hi, this is Nick Theophilou, author and group therapist. And when you want to listen to great talk and great music, tune into the Mike T Show on Thursdays at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Nick. And that was a little bit of Love and Sex with Kelly Rowland and Joe. Joe, who's going to be here September 4th, he's going to be our guest. We're going to do a two-hour broadcast. And we're giving away his brand new album entitled Bridges. You can check it out and pick it up and enter our contests, and you might be chosen to win. And go to our www.thelovezoneusa.com/contest and enter your information, and you can be randomly chosen. One of the 15 winners that will be chosen before September 4th. And then on September 4th, we have the five that we're going to give away by Joe. Also, don't forget, well, Monday night, we've got the Girlfriend Network right here. Yeah, the Girlfriend Network. What is the Girlfriend Network? Well, it's a radio version of The View, and we're going to have a special guest this coming Monday. One of my friends who I had the pleasure of meeting early on when we started this show, a woman named Dr. Sonia Borg. She's going to be here. Yeah, and she's an expert on sex, which we're going to talk about in a minute with our guest, Dr. Sonia Borg. She'll be here Monday night on the Girlfriend Network with Tahira, Nacon, and Fallon. And they're going to talk about your sexual enlightenment. That's this coming Monday night on the Girlfriend Network, 9 to 10 p.m. I'm going to bring our guests back in, speaking about sex, because I think, as I've often said, the number one and two reasons for divorce is usually finance and sex. You can go around to any county courthouse in the United States, pull up divorce papers, and probably if you don't see irreconcilable differences, you're going to see something alluding to finance or sex. So, speaking about the sex part of vetting people, tell me, how extensive do you get into talking to people, both men and women, about sex, and how you correlate matchmaking that? And before you answer that, I think if everything else goes well, politics, the mental health, the background check, the religion, the sign, the food, the family background, the kids, this is where it could really go wrong, I think. And then people could come back and it could be a disaster. So how do you guys vet that, if you do, or how do you handle that particular area for matchmaking people?
Well, Mike, you would be surprised how candid and open people are with us. And, you know, we do have conversations about sex and, you know, the frequency, how important it is to them, a number of different things that, you know, people have quirks and certain, you know, I've had people that have a thing, you know, that they can't date someone who doesn't have nice feet, or, like, there's just so many different things, and we don't judge. We try to work within the confines of the requirements, as long as that they're realistic and areas that we can deal with. So if somebody comes to us and talks about sex being very important in terms of the quantity or number of times per week, and that's an issue, then we would vet anyone that we would introduce to them based on that. You know, is it someone that can handle the frequency or, you know, different things? So people are very, very candid with us, and we do have those conversations, and sex does come up.
Interesting. So, hardball questions now. What makes your track record, or I guess if someone were to vet, like you said earlier in the show, somebody throws up a shingle, so how would someone vet a good matchmaking service over others? I would think the track record would be somewhat good, because I know if I needed an insanity defense, which I posted on my Facebook page recently, I'd go get a good lawyer who could do that and check his record. So how does somebody vet a good matchmaking service versus someone putting up a shingle? As well as, you're probably aware that Match.com and both eHarmony are now in the, I guess, partnered with matchmaking services. So how do they choose you over the competition, and how does one choose a good matchmaking service?
Well, I think that it's important for you to interview your matchmaker. You have to connect with the person, because it's important that you have a good rapport and that you feel comfortable being honest and open with that person. You can always research people online, make sure there's no bad, you know, press and information about the person. You know, referrals, not so much referrals, but trying to get somebody that will talk to you about having worked with a matchmaker is a little bit tricky, because one of the things that we focus on in these services is to be very confidential. So that's a little bit tricky, but there are ways to vet. And like I said, a certified matchmaker has to uphold a certain ethical standard that not everybody who, you know, if you're not certified, then, you know, that's not a requirement for you. And, you know, success is measured based on the individual. Not everyone comes to a matchmaker with the aim of being married. Not everybody's looking for marriage. They're just looking for a committed relationship. And